This is Tom Arms, and LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 19th of June. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Britain's Queen's Speech, the UK's equivalent of a State of the Union address, has been postponed from Monday to Wednesday because of political chaos in the country following the general election. Brexit talks, however, will start on schedule on Monday, but the British Prime Minister Theresa May take a softer line than planned. Brexit is also on the agenda for an EU summit meeting on Thursday and Friday, along with defence cooperation and moving EU agencies out of London. On Monday, Panamanian leader Juan Carlos Varela meets with Donald Trump at the White House. And on Wednesday, the beleaguered president stages another campaign-style rally. This one is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. The world's largest air show is held next week at Le Bourget outside Paris. NASA, meanwhile, is planning a press briefing on Monday on the results of its Kepler mission, which is tasked with identifying planets outside our solar system which may be able to support life. Election news includes the start of campaigning on Friday in the West African desert country of Mali for a referendum on a new constitution. There are also parliamentary elections in Papua New Guinea and municipal elections in Italy. No elections in New York, but on Sunday the city stages its annual Gay Pride Parade to mark the end of New York's Gay Pride Week. And finally, fancy a Rolling Stone memento? The contents of the Manhattan apartment of Stone guitarist Keith Richards are being auctioned in New York on Saturday. But don't expect broken guitars or hair lockets. The catalogue reveals items such as silverware and Waterford crystal. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis. This is Tom Arms, and LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 19th of June. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Britain's Queen's Speech is a major state occasion which takes weeks to prepare and involves Her Majesty reading the government's legislative program from her throne in the House of Lords. The fact that next week it has been delayed from Monday to Wednesday is proof positive that the government of Mrs. Theresa May is in complete disarray. There was also talk of delaying the formal start of Brexit negotiations, but they will start in Brussels on Monday as planned. Brexit will also be on the agenda at the EU Heads of Government Summit on Thursday and Friday. The European Council will also be discussing the moving of EU agencies out of London and strengthening EU defence and security cooperation. Meanwhile, the new French Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, flies to Moscow on Tuesday for talks about Syria with his French counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. On Monday, Panamanian leader Juan Carlos Varela meets Donald Trump at the White House to discuss Venezuela, transnational organized crime, illegal migration, and drug smuggling. Beleaguered Trump also stages another campaign-style rally. This one is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, on Wednesday. Climate change and his position on it is one of the reasons for the president's problems. The EU countries are united in their disapproval of Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. On Monday, EU environment ministers hold their first official meeting since American withdrawal. G7 transport ministers meet next week on Wednesday and Thursday in Italy. They will also meet informally at the Paris Air Show to view the latest in air and aerospace technology. NASA, meanwhile, is planning a press briefing on Monday on the results of its Kepler mission, which is tasked with identifying planets outside our solar system which may be able to support life. In Berlin, a pair of Chinese pandas are due at the city zoo on Saturday. The pandas are on loan from the Chinese government for 15 years, and they're being housed in a $9 million enclosure. They will be the only pandas in Germany. Election news includes the start of campaigning on Friday in the West African desert country of Mali for a referendum on changes to the constitution. There will also be parliamentary elections in Papua New Guinea and the second round of municipal elections in Italy. No elections in New York, but on Sunday the city will stage its annual Gay Pride Parade to mark the end of New York's Gay Pride Week. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.